Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School. Let's bring in the Husker Hall of Famer. Let's bring in Jay Foreman. 56-44. What's happening? What's up?
Ain't nothing to it but to do it, man. What's up with you guys?
Ain't nothing to it but to do it. I was texted a question for you, so I need to read this to you, kind sir. It says, ask Jay Foreman, who is on his Mount Rushmore of linebackers?
In college or pros?
Pros, I think he was talking about.
I'd probably say, Lawrence Taylor, Ray Lewis. Junior Seau. We can just go with them three. You can throw Jack Lambert in there as well. Dick Butkus. You got all types of good dudes. Bobby Bell,
You said Bobby Bell. You went back to the old Chiefs. Look at you, man. Buddy Bell. You went back to the dudes. They had some dudes on that.
Oh, yeah.
With Lanier, Ed Lynch.
Lanier.
Lynch on the filler. Yeah, that was a good group, man. Them dudes, he gave Minnesota the blues.
Yeah, they did.
Gave them the work, man. We've been talking about, we're trying to figure out what it is that this franchise was changing to, right? What is this program changing to? Are they trying to, what is the thing, right? Are they trying to get, they trying to win more games? Are they trying to make the fans happy? Is it really as simple as changing coaches will get them more wins? Can it be that simple?
If it was that simple, we would have been winning 3-4 coaches ago, right? So I don't really necessarily think it's just that simple, changing position coaches and then all of a sudden, Eric Dickerson is going to appear in a Husker uniform. I think it's a combination of things. And I think here's what people don't understand. College football in this day and time is pro sports, so whether you like it or not. So you have a job to do. And you get paid by your scholarship money, now your NIL money, based on how well you do. And how well you can build your brand is a lot of times, predicated on, how well you perform on Saturdays. And sometimes when position groups or individuals don't play well, coaches, get let go. And in this case, right, wrong, or indifferent, they had to make some moves. And, like I said, all four of those coaches work extremely hard. They're good at what they do. So just because it didn't work out here doesn't mean that they don't know what they're doing. So, couldn't be successful. I think it's just part of the time. You're having a losing season. Everybody's looking for someone to blame or something like that. But, guys weren't having performing, whether it's the coach, players, combination. So, they're trying to win, they're trying to, make adjustments or make improvements to, put a winning product out there, and whether it's making adjustments to the coaching staff, who they recruit, how they recruit, how the recruiting class is filled, how many scholarships they keep open for, the immediate transfer portal or the, one that may be later after spring. That's what they have people up there for, roster management. And look, you never had a roster management guy, back in the 90s. This is a real deal. Like you said, the corporation it's big business down here in Nebraska, and it gets even bigger when you start to win. And people want change sometimes, or you know, look to change, you know. So it's just one of those things. I mean, you know, I know all four of those guys personally, you know, play for them, but I think they're all good enough at what they do. They're all in on their feet if they haven't already. And, you know, moving on in the future, you know, I'm assuming Trev and those guys are going to go hire the right guys that fit the program, fit the identity, and there's no time like the present, and there's no there's not going to be any lead time, you know. You got to win next year and put a good product on the field. So, you know, I wouldn't say it appeases the fans, but, you know, you can't hire with your heart, and, you know, you got to do it with your brain. I'm not a big believer. I think I heard, you know, some guys on earlier, like, you know, we got to pay $1 million for a coordinator. No, you just need the right coach and the right coordinator that can get the maximum out of the roster that we have now, recruit, develop, and move forward. You know, the price tag can take care of itself. And, you know, I heard the same thing when we were, not when Trev was hired, but prior, well, we're going to pay the AD. You don't go to negotiate and yell at Caleb Town on what you're going to hire, or what you got to pay him.
Right.
You know, that's negotiation negative 101. You failed that class repeatedly. So they've got to find the right fit that fits what Scott wants and the identity of, you know, the team and the personnel and be able to run, you know, whatever system it is that, you know, can fit with what we got and, you know, make it happen. So it's going to be, you know, interesting. But, you know, look, we've got two games left, very winnable games. Now they got to really, you know, step up to the plate and compete. You know, this is going to show you, you know, who's real, who's not. You know, the talking, the tweeting, and all that stuff is all good. But, you know, when you get out there in the football field, nobody cares. And so you got to go out there and, you know, do it your best because not only to beat Wisconsin and Iowa, as you should want to do every single year, but if you're in one of those position groups and you're going to have a new coach, that's your resume tape, essentially, that they're going to look. They're going to probably look at the last four games. And they're going to look at all season, but let's see how you ended the season when the chips are down, you know, how you practice and how you played. So, you know, don't think it's, you know, don't think you're absolved from, you know, getting the Turk in the college form. You can, you know, things can change very quickly, as you've seen in the coaching ranks. You can change maybe not as quickly, but quickly for a player.
Jay, there's an assumption, right or wrong, that all coaches in college football know each other. Like, that, you know, that there's a position open, so they all know each other, and they're one call away from getting whatever offensive coordinator you want. Well, that's just simply not true.
Right.
Right, so this is more about who Scott wants to work with in that position, right? More than as anything else.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's going to, you know, he's going to make the hire that fits what, you know, he's going to view as the CEO's offense. Fits the personnel, fits the personality, you know, not just for 1 year, because you're not hiring somebody like, hey, you want to come here? I know we're not going to make it work, but, you know, you want to come here. It's here to be successful and fit in and hit the ground running. So, you know, look, yeah, they might not all know each other, but a lot of times in the coaching industry, you kind of know, you know, somebody, and especially with agents and stuff like that, and you're going to interview them. So you're going to do background checks on, you know, personality checks, background checks on candidates, and they're going to do it on the head coach, because sometimes it might be a right fit for a coordinator, but the head coach and him might not be a good mesh. So it's got to be on both sides. It's a relationship that you're getting into, and that's why it was so hard probably for Scott to let those guys go. They have relationships outside of football, but then also they spend a lot of time together, you know, trying to game plan and get things right. You know, it wasn't for a lack of effort. It was a lack of, you know, playing well. And so, look, it's a hard situation. A lot of these kids don't understand, you know, what really goes on and goes into those situations, you know, they're probably looking at being mad that their position coach got fired versus, you know, did I not play well enough or we not play well as a position group to put them on that situation. You know, there's got to be, you know, the accountability factor has to be heightened tenfold. And, you know, and it's the little things and, you know, they're probably going to be a, you know, a big emphasis and that, cause that's what's going to take Nebraska to the next level. And the great thing about it, those things are changeable, you know, very quickly. The hard thing about it is you got to do it, and then you got to, obviously, it's something that you're going to have to change and be willing to face consequences when you don't, and so forth and so on. So it's a good problem to have, but it's still a problem, and it's just a problem that needs to be fixed.
Jay, it's the today's news was JoJo Doman's season has ended. Is there enough talent behind it to step right up and be impactful against Wisconsin at that position?
Yeah, I think Gifford would probably be up next, and then put a little bit more emphasis on the older guys that are, you know, there with Garrett Nelson and Caleb Tanner. They can, you know, go in there and do the job. And JoJo was good at the kind of Swiss Army knife type of deal in that situation, kind of with like a nickel slash linebacker, sometimes safety. Heck, even sometimes corner, but you know he's out for the season, so you can't replicate that, you know, very easily. But it's a team effort, you know, and he's on getting ready for the NFL or whatever, and now they just got to move on and get their chance. And so they probably obviously everybody rather have him out there playing, but also these guys need to understand it's the opportunity to get out there and show your stuff. So. Everything work itself out. It's a great opportunity to go out there and show what you can do because, you know, JoJo's been playing that position for, you know, better part of the last three seasons. So I'm sure those guys have been waiting to get their chance and just go out there and handle your business. It's still football, you know, see ball, hit the guy with the ball, cover the guy that you're supposed to cover, communicate, and fly around and try to bring some heat.
It's Thursday night, NFL football. Jake Sorensen will be on the sideline somewhere. The Dolphins go to the Ravens. It will not be Tua. It will be Jacoby Brissett behind center for the Dolphins. What do you expect?
Oh, I mean, you know, beginning of the season, I like Brissett. I like the way he's played, you know, his whole career. But the few times he's played this year, he hasn't looked to his best. So, I think he's a wily veteran that comes from, like, the New England Patriots type of, you know, tree. I envision he's going to play pretty decent, but he's played the Baltimore Ravens, even though they're at home. And with the Dolphins, without having a legitimate running attack and the kind of so-so type of defense, they're in for some trouble. And it's a Thursday night game, so generally it's a blowout. And I would envision that the Dolphins wouldn't be the team blowing them out, especially since Tua is hurt. So I think the Ravens will win. They're 8.5 favorites, so I think that's a pretty good bet there. But this is a game that could get out of hand very quickly, you know, considering that what Lamar Jackson can do. Mm-hmm. He's getting some offensive weapons back to help his passing. The defense is always going to be the Ravens' defense. It's a high-pressure defense. Wink Martindale is going to be bringing blitzes probably even 15 to 20% more. So I look at the Ravens to be pretty dominating this game.
Your thoughts, finally, before we let you go, Beckham Jr. to the Rams.
I think talent-wise, it's a fit. You know, he's a vertical threat. Can make plays, so forth and so on. You know, it's just like, you know, Odell with a lot of people that take, you know, high-profile jobs. You know, can you stay out of your own way? You know, it's you're going from Cleveland to an extremely big market in L.A. where there's a lot of distractions. Maybe not as quite like Las Vegas, but there's plenty of parties, plenty of A-list celebrities you get to hang out with. So forth and so on. So if he goes out there and keeps his mind right, it's going to work out real well for him because, you know, they had DeSean Jackson. It was a deep threat, and you've seen it a couple times he got off. Well, then you got a guy that's a deep threat and can make, you know, the regular – he can run every single route, you know, route in the route tree, and he runs very, very well and catches explosive player to go with, you know, Kupp and Jefferson. And I like Henderson, the running back, and their offensive line I think is going to – if they play up to their capabilities and Stafford, you know, I think it bodes well with them. And it's good to see. It's good to see the Rams trying to make moves to get to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. And they're not backing down. So, I think it's going to be a good fit. And I envision Odell, I don't know him at all, but I envision that he's going to be fairly focused and motivated to do well, because he felt like he hadn't been getting chances in Cleveland. So I think and assume that's part of the negotiation and the talks that he had with Sean McVay. And if there's a coach that's known for drawing up schemes and everything like that, you know, he was he's very well, adverse to that. So I think it's going to work out well for him. I'd be very, very surprised if it didn't. And I'd be very, very surprised if him personally didn't bring an extra added bonus to the Los Angeles Rams very shortly. And what I mean, in the first game he's playing, I think he's going to, have a pretty big game.
Yeah, and he's got dudes around him too. So good stuff, Jay Foreman. Appreciate you, brother. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man.
Jay Foreman. That's good stuff across the board. We'll throw it a break. We'll close out Old School and set you up for What's the Buzz with Buzzy Carruthers from 6 to 8 tonight. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.